listening to St Andrew's Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.
Welcome to St Andrew's Primary and Nursery. My name is Lara Rogers from Primary 6. Today in our recording studio, we are delighted to welcome Gemma from Dogs Trust. Dogs Trust is the largest dog welfare charity in the UK, and it's their mission to bring about the day when all dogs can enjoy a happy life. Gemma is in our school today and spoke to Primary 1 to 7 at an assembly about Dogs Trust and how to be safe around dogs. Welcome Gemma, how are you today?
Good morning Lara, I'm very good, how are you?
I'm good. Can you tell us a little bit about your job and what it involves?
Okay, my job title is Education and Community Officer and I'm based in Glasgow. It's my job to visit primary schools and teach children all about looking after dogs and staying safe near dogs. I am part of a big team that works all throughout the UK and there's about 35 of us based in all different cities just trying to get our messages across in schools.
There are lots of children in our school that own dogs. What advice would you give them in order that they take best care of them?
Okay, well there's lots of things to cover and I think if I went through them all, I might take up all the interview. So I'll maybe talk about some things that are important. So basic needs for your dog, so things like it's exercise, so it's 2 walks a day, that we're feeding the dog the right food, we're giving it dog food, that's what's best for dogs. And also making sure we've got some things for your dogs to keep them safe. That's things like your dog, it has to wear its collar and name tag at all times when it's outside, when we're using a lead next to roads to keep us and the dog safe. And also a thing called a microchip, that became the law last year, that all dogs need to have that, and that just helps if a dog gets lost, so that people like your vets, Dogs Trust, we can scan a dog, and if we find that microchip, we can help get that dog back home, because that's what we want to happen if a dog does get lost.
If anyone in our community was looking to get a dog, where would you recommend they visited?
Of course, it's always good to come along to your local Dogs Trust Centre. The local centre is in Uddingston, so not too far away from the school. Anyone that comes into our centre, our staff are happy to have a chat with you and see what you would be looking for. Of course, if it's not about getting a dog from Dogs Trust, it's also just about doing your research. If you are going to get your dog from a breeder, just make sure it's a breeder that's going to look after the puppies and the mum of the pups, that they're all well looked after so they're nice and healthy.
Would staff be able to recommend a breed to suit the person interested?
Yes, well of course if when you come in you do a thing called a home finding questionnaire and we'll ask lots of things on that. Who stays in the house? Do you have a pet cat? Do you have any other pets? And then what it's about is about finding a perfect match for you and your family. And it might be that there's a certain breed that has traits that works with your family, or it could be a breed that you've never considered before that becomes a perfect match for your family. So sometimes it's not about the breed, it's just about the dog's personality and its likes and dislikes.
In St Andrews, we are very interested in career paths. Lots of children showed that they are animal lovers. How did you go about getting a job with Dogs Trust?
Okay, well, I used to be a drama teacher, and for this job you had to be a teacher, because that's where my experience is, and that's also what I do every day, it's about teaching. There's lots of other jobs at Dogs Trust. It could be things like working with the dogs, so I know the people who have that job, they are called canine carers, and some of them have been to college to learn all about animals and dogs. We also have vets who've been at university. We have receptionists that have worked in various, so they have lots of job experience. So lots of different jobs, and we've all just got that one thing in common where we're very passionate about dogs and making a difference.
Having done the assembly, you are now going to visit P23, P3 and P4. What will you be teaching them?
So the topic that I'm covering with the rest of the classes is about responsible dog ownership. So that is doing all the things that a dog needs to be looked after, as we've mentioned, walks and food. And we'll be getting into lots of detail about that in the class. So passing on advice to children who may be dog owners, but also as well, maybe if some of the children don't have dogs just now, maybe when they're adults. So it's also about learning in the future if anyone decides to have a dog. Because at Dogs Trust we have a slogan, and our slogan is a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. And that is about looking after a dog for its whole life. Some dogs can live for anything up to 15, 16 years old. So it's doing all these things all the time for your dog.
So far, what is your impression of our school been?
Well, just after assembly, we had a great morning. Everyone gave me lots of fantastic answers, really joined in, really great listening, because at the end when I kind of asked them what we had learned, I got lots of great answers back. And also very impressed that you have your very own radio station. This is the first interview I've ever done in a school, so thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me in the recording studio today and for coming along to teach us about dogs. It was a pleasure speaking to you. We hope you have enjoyed your visit. You were listening to St Andrew's Radio with Lara Rogers and Gemma from Dogs Trust Scotland.
You're listening to St Andrew's Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.